ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय of all scriptures, singular fruit, all the Vedas, rich mine, precious gems, all conclusive truth, you are the only giver of sight to all the worlds. O light bearer of all the Lord's devotees, O master, O Bhagavatam, you are the sun, risen in the darkness of Kali, you are the exact image of Krishna. I bow down to you, who are supremely blissful to read. Your every syllable pours down a flood of prema. You can always be served by everyone. You are Sri Krishna himself. My only friend, my constant companion, my spiritual master, my greatest wealth, my savior, my good fortune, my source of ecstasy, I bow down to you. O bestower of saintliness to the unsaintly, O exalter of the most fallen, please never leave me. Always appear in my heart and my voice with pure love. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 73. Lord Krishna blesses the liberated kings. What's the verse?
15.
Twam
Amna
Samadhishopayam
Samadhishopayam
Yena
Yena
Te
Te
Charanam Jhayo
Charanam Jhayo
Mitir
Mitir
Yata
Yata
Na
Na
Diramed
Diramed
Avdi
Avdi
Samsaratam
Samsaratam
Iha
Iha
Tamna Samadhish Tamna samadhishopayam
Tamna samadhishopayam
Yena te charanam jayo
Yena te charanam jayo
Smitiryatana viramed
Smitiryatana viramed
Api samsharatam miha
Api samsharatam miha
Tamna samadhishopayam
Yeah. Namam.
That.
To us.
Samadhi Sha. Please instruct. Upayam.
The means.
Yena.
By which.
Te.
Your.
Chalana.
Feet.
Abhyayo.
Lotus-like.
Ashmiti.
Remembrance.
Yata.
As.
Naviramet.
Naviramet.
May not cease.
Api.
Even.
Samsaratam.
For those traveling.
Through the cycle of birth and death.
Iha.
In this world.
Translation and commentary in the master language of all that. Please tell us how we may constantly remember your lotus feet, though we continue in the cycle of birth and death in this world. Purport. One can constantly remember the Lord only by His mercy. Such remembrance is the easy method to obtain supreme liberation, as explained in Bhagavad Gita. Ananya cittasa suttatam yomam smarati nityasa tasyaham sulabha harta nitya yuktasya yogina. For one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O Samyaprita, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. The words api samsaratam iha indicate that the kings were approaching Lord Krishna not merely for liberation, but rather for the boon of always being able to remember his lotus feet. Such constant remembrance is a symptom of love. A love of Godhead is the actual goal of life. Translation again. Please tell us how we may constantly remember your lotus feet, though we continue in the cycle of birth and death in this world. Om Agyan Timirandasya Vinangina Shilapaya Chaksunimitam Jinatasamaya Sigurabhya Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishnam Shtapitam Dena Bhutale Shvayam Rupakadamayam Dadantisva Antikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Vedanta Dharmashtrasi
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, we're continuing with the prayers of the, as Prabhupada calls them, the liberated kings, those kings who were captured and imprisoned by Jarasandha and who were later liberated by Lord Krishna. As we mentioned yesterday, not just liberated from the prison of Jarasandha, but liberated from the prison house of material existence by the mercy of the Lord through the process of devotional service. So one who has been saved from such a terrible fate, not just being in prison, that's pretty bad, but worse yet is to be in the prison house of material existence, Durga Dham. This is the Lord of Durga Maya. Durga Dham means the prison house of material existence. It's a prison, it's maximum security. When they get the really bad prisoners, you know, the repeated offenders, they put them in maximum securities. Generally you can't get out. Four very high walls. So we're in the maximum security prison in Durga Dham, and there's four very high walls which no one can overcome. Birth, disease, old age, and death. How you can escape? Only by the mercy of a Vaishnava. Chariya Vaishnava Seva, Narottam says. Who's ever been liberated without the mercy of a Vaishnava? Because other types of liberation mean that you may merge into the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, but
long as you're there, still it's temporary, as Prabhupada said, because it's a more or less desireless place, but there is desire in the heart of the soul. So after a long time there, you become dissatisfied. You don't have spiritual desire, higher spiritual desires to serve Krishna, so you succumb again to the lower taste of material desires. Back to Mataji. Can you concentrate? They're talking. You come back down to the earthly planet. Prabhupada said that when one is in the Brahman, and again the material desires manifest because we don't have the deeper spiritual desires of Krishna consciousness, that is the most painful thing in material existence. You can think of any painful situation, but that's the most, to fall from the Brahman back down to the material world, that's the most painful. So someone who's been liberated from any painful condition is naturally grateful to the person who delivered them. So these are the heartfelt prayers of the kings to Krishna, who's delivered them not only from Jarasandha's prison, but by his mercy, by his personal association, has liberated them from material existence altogether and delivered them to the Param Gati, the highest of all, which is eternal service to the Lord. These are very heartfelt prayers. They're not like neophyte devotees. We're memorizing some prayers and we're saying them, but the bhava is not so much there yet. Just like we gave the analogy the other day, that in the school, in the Gurukul, we often visit the Gurukul. I don't think you have a school here yet, but some places there's a school, and you go and they line the young kids up for the visit of the Maharaj, and they just, you know, the shlokas are coming from their mouth. And afterwards, they stop and you say to the little devotee, "So, what is the translation?" "I don't know." Or if they know the translation, then you say, "What is the meaning of that translation?" "Oh, blank face." So they're saying the shloks, but the feeling is not there. And we're in a similar situation. We're sadhakas. We're practicing devotional service, but the feeling is not there. That will come, hopefully, in due course of time. That's called bhava. And when that feeling, affection, turns into love, it's called prema. So we're like that. We're like little kids. We're doing everything out of duty. We're afraid if we don't do it, we'll be punished. But there comes a stage where, when the anarthas are removed from the heart, those obstacles, then we do our service with some affection. In the beginning, that affection is manifest towards the devotees. We serve in the association of devotees, so there's some love that develops. Serving Krishna together is a deep affection for each other. As we advance, we develop some genuine appreciation, affection, and love for our guru. It's like a child doesn't understand who the parent is in the beginning. It's just accepting the service. The parents are always taking care of it. Comes a stage in the child's life that he just looks back and says, "Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Everything you did for me." And as parents, we're all waiting for that day. We have that appreciation for our teacher, and by the blessings of our teacher, one day we'll have that love for Krishna. So Hari Guru Vaishnava. These loving sentiments are aroused in the association of Vaishnavas by serving the Guru and by the mercy of Krishna. So we hanker for that. Rupa Goswami says, "As young boys, are attracted to young girls, and as young girls are attracted to young boys, with the same intensity, Lord, but in a transcendental way, through bhakti, let me be devoted to you. So this is the whole purpose of the International Society for Krishna. Everything we're doing is that so one day we'll have a little love in our hearts for the divine couple. That's why we're here. We have so many duties, so many things, so many programs. We can't forget the goal. We're here to love God and Krishna. And we can measure our progress to the degree that we've developed that love. Right now, of course, that means being good sadhakas, adosh, shraddha, tatas, sadhu, sangha, tapajana, kriya, anartha, nivriti, yad. There's no question of love if you have lust. Prabhupada said, real bhakti begins when one is freed from sex desire. So we're trying to come to the stage of purifying the heart so that little seed of bhakti can begin to grow. What to do? We follow in the footsteps of liberated souls, the Mahajanas. So we listen very carefully to these prayers. The kings are praying. They're realized. It's not just jnana, it's vijnana. These are prayers of the heart. What they're saying with deep realizations and meaning and gratitude and affection. They're saying these prayers. And actually, this expressing a prayer is one of the nine processes, isn't it? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. There's nine ways you can serve Krishna to bring forth that bhava, that love. Vandanam is one. A prayer is actually a revelation of the heart. If you don't have that affection, then you just repeat the prayers and gradually some sentiment comes. Like a child learns to walk by watching mommy and daddy. Mommy and daddy are walking, baby looks, and baby stands up with his little rubber leg and falls down and gets up and walks, just watching, imitating. So by repeating the prayers of devotees like these liberated kings, we get a sense of what is devotion. But in this process of bandhanam, offering prayer, we have to be a little selective. Because there's lots of people praying. But we're part of a tradition which is a little selected in our prayers. Some people pray without shame in the Hindu temple, in the church, in the mosque, in the synagogue. They pray for money, they pray for freedom from illness and disease, for fame. I know a lot of kids, they go and pray that they'll get good marks in school. Please God, if you just give, I think I'll be really good on mobile lawn for my dad. So this is okay, it's not ideal, at least they're approaching Krishna. And by his association, associated devotees, they'll learn deeper prayer. Nat dhanam nat janam nasundarim kavicham va devadisha kamayi. Mama janmini janminish bhagatat bhakti. And Babuji, I'm coming before you. I don't want money. I don't want beautiful wife or handsome husband. I don't want fame and prestige. I don't even want liberation. Mama janmani janmani ishra bhavatat bhakti. Even if I'm not even interested in liberation, I'm happy to stay here, just do some service to your lotus feet, because that is my eternal constitutional position. So that is our prayer. We don't use God's name in vain, as the Christians say. Using God's name for attaining something. Oh Krishna, oh Radha, please, no. That asking them for something mundane is using God's name in vain. Prabhupada gave an example. He said once there was a little boy, he was asked to go shopping by his father, so he went to the shop to buy some fairly expensive commodity, and he was a village boy, so he walked in the shop, and the shopkeepers, they were a bit rascal. They had this way. He walked in, and he heard, "Gopal!" This is a Krishna conscious store. This is like a temple store. "Gopal!" Then he walked a little further into the store. One of the shopkeepers called out, "Madhusudan!" He walked a little further into the store, and one of the shopkeepers, he called out, "Hari!" So the boy had, "Oh, these are Vaishnavas. They won't cheat me. I can buy something." But actually, these shopkeepers, they were using the name of God in vain. They had a little system. When somebody a little simple who they could cheat walked in, they'd say, "Gopal, meaning he's just a coward boy. What does he know?" But another one say, "Ah, Madhusudan, but husband of goddess of fortune, that little coward boy has lots of money." And the third shopkeeper would say, "Hari, take everything away." Hari means he removes all, you know. So they're using God's name, but in vain. We don't want to use like that. We don't want to pray like that. Today in this verse, the kings are offering a proper prayer. They're asking Krishna that they could remember his lotus feet. In any and all situations in this material world, there's another beautiful prayer like that. One of my favorite. It was expressed by Kunti Devi. Prabhupada liked her prayers. Take any part of the Bhagavatam, there's so many prayers by Prahlad, by Dhruva, by Kunti. Every devotee gets kind of attached to a certain set of prayers. My brother, who is now a devotee, he used to be Bhakti Pete. He got attracted to the holy name, he got addicted to the holy name. And eventually he took initiation. My brother became my disciple. Because I heard Lokanath Maharaj initiated his mother and his sisters. So I thought it was Shiksha Guru, Lokanath Maharaj. My brother said, "I want to be initiated." I said, "Oh, then there's so many nice devotees coming here, Radhanath Swami." I would talk to him, and I said, "No." He said, "I want you to be my guru." I said, "I'm your brother." He said, "You may be whatever you are, but you delivered me from material existence, so I have faith you can take me to Krishna." Okay. So anyway, his name is Braj Kumar Das. He's a very good devotee. He just came back from India together. So he is an avid reader of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I have to keep up with him because he's learning so quick. And the questions that he asks are a little bit hard to answer, so by his mercy I'm studying CC very carefully. So he became addicted to the Shikshastakam. He loves those prayers. He said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's so special. He's actually Krishna. I said, "Yes, I know. Krishna, Krishna, Chaitanya, Radhe, Krishna, Nayana." "Oh, you're learning the shlokas." Yes, he has external reason and internal reason. Internal reason, he wanted to understand Radharani's love for Krishna. I said, "Okay, slow but sure, wins the race." Anyway, he likes very much the Shikshastakam prayer. So we all have our prayers. And there's one prayer of Kunti Devi, which I always find very nice, as a means to fulfill this desire of the kings. They always want to remember Krishna's lotus feet while in this material world. So Kunti Devi, after the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna was preparing to return to Dwarka, and Kunti approached him and she offered her set of prayers, one of which was, "Twayime nanya vishal, matir madamate dukrit. Ratim Udva Adha Ganga Ogam Udanavati." "O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges river flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be drawn into you without being diverted to anyone else." The same mood of the kings today. She's praying always to remember Krishna and never forget him. This is the essence of all instruction, Srila Prabhupada said. Smarta vyasa patam vishnur vishmarta vyona chapta jit. That's from Padma Purana. One should always remember Krishna and never forget him. We often give the example. It was here in Australia, actually, up at New Govardhan, some years ago, I saw one boy coming to the program. And in front of his t-shirt read, "Always remember Krishna." I thought, that's a cool t-shirt. And it became even more cool when he walked by, and on the back it said, "And never forget him." I want that t-shirt. So it's a simple thing to always remember Krishna and never forget him. But is it? The kings, they always want to remember Krishna in this world of birth and death. Kunti Devi is praying for the same mercy. To always remember Krishna and never forget him. That's why we're doing everything we do. So we can be constantly absorbed in thoughts of the Lord. But it's difficult, isn't it? Why is it difficult for us? Because we have so many other things to think about. We think there's so many other important things. We sit down to chant our japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama. And almost as soon as we start to chant the japa, it's like a little signal goes to the brain. Boom, our mind starts wandering. And how focused is our attention on the holy names? You finish, and then you, hey, wait a minute, did I chant 16? Did I chant today? I thought about my sodom, I thought about my service, I thought about the fight I had with my wife, I thought about the bills, I thought about the program tonight, and about, but did I think about Krishna? Was I attentive? Was I meditating on every syllable? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And what's more was, there's something coming from the heart. That type of chanting, that will attract the Lord. Like babies crying. Mother's nose. Continues cooking the milk. And some dangerous situation comes. Oh God, mother comes immediately. So if you chant casually, this is the ultimate prayer from the heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. This is our problem. It's hard for us to always remember Krishna and never forget him, because we have other things to remember and not forget. Shrotavya dhini rajendra rinam shanti sahasra shaha apashyatam atmatatmam. Those who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the absolute truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. This is Shukadeva Goswami speaking to Maharaj Pariksit on the verge of death. He's not speaking to him, he's speaking to our benefit. People are really engrossed in material life, being blind to Krishna consciousness. They have so many subject matters for hearing about. If you want to get a glimpse, just read the newspaper. From the front page to the back page, there's so many subject matters. Where is Krishna? And they're thinking it's so important. I was noticing when I was in India, flying on the planes in India, they're like so engrossed that they read the newspaper, the same article, three times. I was like, well, hello. They would read it, they go through like a long flight from Delhi down to Madras, so they're reading, and then I watch the man, then he turns it back, and he reads the same thing all over again. He goes over every article. Three times he read it. And then he folded the newspaper, put it under his arm, and walked off the plane. He's got a frame. But when it comes to Krishna consciousness, oh, Swamiji, I know. You know what? I know Krishna. If you know Krishna, what are you doing here? Like, That devotee said to Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, you have so much bhav. There's so much devotion to Krishna. If I had any devotion for Krishna, I wouldn't be here. I'd be there. So they're engrossed. It's almost as they're enamored. But very dangerous. Like the deer, she goes down to the pond to drink some water. And it's a very clear, windless day, and she sees her reflection in the water. Oh my! How beautiful! Hello!
Hello!
You're very cute, you're very cute. I love you,
I love you.
She's enchanted. And while she's enchanted, she doesn't hear the tiger coming. Tiger's on the prowl. Isn't that? And making a little noise, but because she's so enamored by her face in the mirror, by his face in the mirror, I can't do it anymore. There was a day when I was young. A tiger's coming. So the tiger of death is creeping up slowly on everyone. Durga, what does she ride? Swan? No, Brahma rides swan. Elephant? No. Indra rides elephant. Crocodile? Gangama. She's riding up. What is Durga Ma? She has her trident. Ariyatme, Arimoti, wake up! Don't be enchanted by this. No. No matter what happens. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? I've told you 1,000 times, you are. We're getting hope, but we don't. We're so enchanted. And then, tiger, too late. We wasted our life, infatuated with all the false promises of happiness in this world. We have Shraddha, faith, but we have faith in the material nature to provide what we want. The Prabhupada said, faith means to put your trust in something sublime, like Krishna consciousness. The future is very bright in Krishna consciousness. They say, trust no future, however bright. Well, yes, that's your philosophy. But we have a very bright future. If we're strict, we proceed forward, taking shelter. Holy name, a very bright future. A little austerity. No, not too much. Problem is, we're distracted. Shrutavyadhinirajindra nirinam shanti sahasrasha apashyatam atmatapam griheshu griha menina. Those who are maturely engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the ultimate truth, so poetic, this is poetry. They have many subject matters for hearing in society, or emperor. So that's why it's hard for us to always remember Krishna, because we're distracted. Nevertheless, we all want to come to that stage, otherwise we wouldn't be sitting here. So Kunti Devi, she gives us a hint how to always remember. In her prayer, she says, Ananya Vishaya, that you can always remember Krishna. Here's the trick. How to not get distracted, how to always remember Krishna? She says, with love. There's two ways to always remember someone. She said, if you love them, or you hate them. And what was the example we gave? I think it wasn't here, it was somewhere. What is the example? Where was that class?
In Sydney.
But it's not, it's Rupa Goswami's example. Or Munijiva Goswami. Kamsa, he was Krishna conscious. We use the word a lot, so we don't really think about it. Krishna conscious means what? Conscious of Krishna. Like if I'm Prabhu conscious, I'm his wife. I'm always thinking of Prabhu. Right? He's just like a guru. So I say Prabhupada, I'm always Prabhupada, I'm always thinking of Prabhupada. So Krishna consciousness means you're always conscious of Krishna. Kamsa was a very good example here of a Krishna conscious person. One time he was driving his sister and her husband from their vivaha yagya, their marriage ceremony, going home. That's the best day in the life of any girl, isn't it? Her vivaha yagya, the day she gets married to Prabhu, going home to their new home, he's going to pick her up and carry her to the threshold, and it's all very romantic. We will not say anymore. That's a very important day for a girl. And her husband as well. And they're on the chariot, and her brother's driving her, and the brother hears some voice from the sky. You fool! Don't you know that the eighth child of your sister is going to cut your throat? So, being the demon that he was, Kamsa, he took his sword from the sheath, one of these big choppers, and he grabbed his sister by the hair, and he pulled her neck back. He was going to cut off her head. The demon will not hesitate to protect his own sense of identification, and even kill a relative. Well, nowadays they're doing that also in abortion. Mothers are doing that. But Vasudeva convinced him with philosophy that, you know, you're king, if you do this, everyone will think ill of you. The king has killed a woman on her marriage day. So comes with, yes, I will not. All right. Other philosophy. You'll get karma. There's a whole few pages there in Krishna's book. So he just, and he promised, we'll have lots of children, like Prabhupada says in a purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Every lady's designed 6 children. I keep asking the ladies, they go, no, no, 1 or 2. But in that proper Veda culture, where there's support, and then the ladies like to have their children. So, Vasudev said, we'll come with each child and then you can do as you wish. You can have 8. So this is just some diplomacy. Alright. And then you know that the 8th child was transferred to Gokul. And when Kamsa heard of the birth, he came, and instead of Krishna, he saw Yogamaya. But she was in the air with her sword. You rascal, Kamsa. Child is already born living now. But then he lost his opportunity. So he's thinking, where is that Krishna? Like if somebody sends you a death threat, I've had death threats actually on email. It's one of the occupational hazards of being a leader in this movement. There's people that like you, people that care less, and people that hate you. Just being a leader means that it's an opposite. I get really bad letters, like, you know, whatever. That's what you're wondering. One time, remember, we were in Kolkata, and we were setting our festival up, the Festival of India. And I was back behind the stage, and one man came up and he said, I know you, Indraduna Swami, alias Brian Bartibbets, born May 20th, 1949, Palo Alto, California, United States of America. I know you came into Poland on August 23rd, 1988, with your friend, Sean Hopgood, who is now B.B. Govinda Maharaj. He did so many things. He said, and you are stealing the youth of Poland. We have been tracking you, and we will kill you. We have our ways, but you will receive the assassins. Bullet in the back of your head at the appropriate time.
Okay, Krishna, Hare Krishna.
And my bodyguards, because we had, you know, sometimes in Poland it's a little, we had my bodyguards, they were out, you know, having lunch or eating ice cream or something. So there was one boy, he had a video camera. And that man who was there, he saw the video camera and immediately turned it off. I call security. What do you say in Polish?
Ochrona.
Ochrona. They came running. I said, great, you guys, and you're eating your ice cream, and I could have been like killed. So that, for a few weeks, and even now, from time to time, I think, who was that man who knew everything, all of my movements, and had this spirit of vengeance in his heart? You know, is he going to be like a sniper in a tree somewhere, you know, in Warsaw or Gdansk when I'm working? You know, I was always, for like a long time, I was thinking, where is he? So I was always thinking of him. I know exactly what he looks like, and you know, it's on video, so maybe that's why things happen. But like this Kamsa, he knew that Krishna was going to kill him. So he was thinking of Krishna even in his sleep. How often do you think of Krishna during the day? How often do you think of Krishna at night? Nighttime is like a real turbulence of speculation, conglomeration of all kinds of nonsense at night. Prabhupada said there was never a time I forgot the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. This is pure devotion. When do we? One little girl, Padmavuki, her real name is Padmavati, but I call her Padmavuki, lotus-like face. She's the granddaughter of Mother Irmala, my god sister. She's a little girl in Vrindavan with her parents in the Bhattakovana. So she said to me, because we were spending time with the family, a nice 9-year-old girl, very Krishna conscious. Very Krishna conscious. So she said, my gosh, do you ever dream of Krishna? I said, I've dreamt of Prabhupada, but I can't say I've ever had a dream of Krishna. I said, do you dream of Krishna? She said, no, but I dream of Radharani. Oh, really? Well, she said, all the time I dream of Radharani. Oh, really? Just sit here, kid, and tell me a little something about Krishna consciousness. So I said, what do you dream? She said, well, I dreamt that Radharani was sleeping in the Kunja and advised by the other gopis, the elderly gopis, the sakis, I went in and awoke Radharani by the prescribed method, because the monkey, he was not going loud enough. I think Govinda was amazing. Oh my gosh. What description of the monkeys like? And the parrots were singing, but they weren't loud. So as the prescribed method, I was waking up Radha, and Radha woke up with a start. And I appeased her. I said, no, it's okay. None of the in-laws are here. keep going on, kid. It's all very natural. Yes, and so then Radharani woke up, and she blessed me. She put her hand on my head. That was all I wanted. Interviewing this woman.
Right.
Okay. You're giving classes tomorrow morning. So I said, I'd like Radharani to put her hand on my head. She got this look on her face. She's not going to put her hand on your head. You're a male. Why don't we take some prasadam together? Could leave a little on your plate. So to, you know, to think of Krishna all the time, it's, you have to be either like Kamsa, you have to be like Padmavati. There's two ways to always remember someone. If you hate them, and if you love them. And Rupa Goswami gives credit to Kamsa for always remembering Krishna, never forgetting him. But then we have that Paribhasha Sutra, which we've quoted several times. Anyavilasita sunya jnana karma anavritam anukulena Krishna shiravam bhakti uttama. Another verse that we should have in our pocket. When first class devotional service develops, one is devoid of all material desires and personal knowledge, and fruitive actions. The devotee serves Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. And that word favorable is the key, one of the key words in that verse. With Kamsa remembering, which is one type of serving, Smaranam, was he remembering Krishna favorably? Very unfavorably. As Krishna wanted to kill him, he also wanted to kill Krishna. This is his constant meditation. Is that very favorable? If you're always thinking how to kill that person, is that favorable? So, of the two, we choose love. Because we see the end result, just like Palak Maharaj. He chose to serve the Lord with love. And his dad chose to approach the Lord with hatred. And what was the result? You can, any way you approach Krishna, there's going to be some benefit. But what happened to Hiranyakashipu? Well, he lost his heart. Like we say, I lost my heart in Vrindavan. He lost his heart on the throne of Indra. And his intestines and his life. But fortunately, by the grace of the Lord, he also lost his material desires. Because the Lord killed him with his hot nails. Om Am Him Shom Om Pat Om Tataka Hatika Keshikadilak Parikalokchan with Harakanakashpasha Vishnu Ha Moksha Day. O my Lord, a transcendental lion, I offer my respects to you along with Mother Lakshmi. Sometimes flying in the sky, sometimes moving on foot. Your mane hairs glow with a wonderful brilliance. Your glance and the touch of your nails are both a source of auspiciousness. The nails of a lion, man like God, they're auspicious because if they, with the hot claws, plunge through your rib cage into your chest and pull out your heart. He not only pulls out your heart, but because he's Hari, he takes away lust, anger, and greed. And therefore, when Nisringadeva offered Prahlad a benediction, Prahlad was Vaishnava. He said, I'm happy just being your servant, but what about my dad? My dad is with me. So Nisringadeva said, no, don't be worried. He's already liberated with 10 generations before and after. By the touch of my nails, he's been liberated. He got mukti. He didn't get the topmost mukti, which is devotional service in the spiritual world. So we don't, but we would rather have the Lord's little pet, his paw. I should mean his paw. With the nails. You know, when you see the cat when her nails are out, she's scratching the couch. And she retracts them. And then we want that paw. Kitty cat.
Meow. Meow.
Shanta Nishinga. That's the deity for householders. Ugra Narasinga is the deity for sannyasis. Because sannyasis, they want the Lord to tear out all these material desires so they can approach Radha Mahalanji with devotion. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, I am rolling on the threshold of Narasinga's palace at Devapali in Mayapur, asking that lion-like God to tear from my heart all obstacles to my devotion to Radha Madhava. This is why we worship Nisringadeva. We're not Nisringa Bhaktas in the sense we want to go to Vaikuntha and serve the Lord. What will we do there? That's Aishwarya Bhava. That's fine, well enough, but Raghunath Das Goswami warns us, don't become too attracted to the Narayan future of the Lord, because that will lead you to Aishwarya Dham. We want to go over, follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's teaching us Vrajbhakti, to go there. So we need Lord's protection to remove the anarthas, to protect us in our service to Guru, and therefore Narasimha is very dear to the Vaishnavas. And we want that blessing, not the type of blessing that Hiranyakashipu got. We want the blessing of the Prahlad God. So we want to remember Lord very favorably. Like Kunti, she's offering that beautiful prayer. She's a perfect example. She always remembered Krishna. How can we know that? Because she remembered Krishna in the good times and the bad. Even in times of calamity. We gave the example the other day. You know, we can test our devotion. You're driving down the road and your road, the car starts to skid in the ice. Where did you go? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Or you bump your head, you know, you're getting your clothes out. Oh, you There was one spy who, during World War II, he was a German man, but he'd lived in England before the war, so he spoke perfect British. We say in real English, rose water. And in Britain, they say, rose water. It rose water. In Italian, say rose water. There's a water. Because this is Australia, part of the continent. So he didn't say rose water, he said rose water. So he was employed by the Nazis to infiltrate into the British Army. He rose up to the rank of officer, a very high officer. They had fake British passport, fake email. He was as British as a spitting image. British officer. But then they began to see that a lot of the operations, the British had these plans, they were always found out, and they were losing a lot of men and equipment and everything. It was disastrous. Whatever plan they came up with, it, the Germans found out. So they figured out, we've got a spy here. And it must be in the higher ranks. So they couldn't catch the guy. He was so good. He was actually leading the investigation. Let's find the spy. That's how ridiculous it is. But one of the top commanding officers, brilliant. British officer was sharp. That's why they conquered the whole world. The sun never set on the British Empire. But for their sins in India, the sun never rises on the British Empire. London fog. Took the jewels of Venkateshwar and took them and made the crown jewels for the queen. So this taught me, so he said, I've got an idea. So somehow or other, by intuition is a little mystical, right? Intuition. By intuition, he suspected this German officer. He didn't know it was German, but he suspected him. Maybe. It seems, you know what he did? He called him to his office and he opened the door for the officer. That British officer was actually German. And when he came in, he slammed the door on his fingers. And the German, that spy went, good idea! Now hold, that's not good! And that commanding officer took his gun out, put it to that man's temple. No court trial, this is war. In emergency, there's no rules and regulations, what I thought I'd actually say. Okay. There was no problem there. So his real heart came out when he was in, So similarly, you bang your head, you son of a gun. You're so kind, Krishna. I was meant to lose my hand, but I've only, lost my fingernail. My beautiful fingernail. I just painted them. Can we have a replay on that, Krishna? So, our devotion to Krishna is tested not only in the good times but the bad times. When you have the flu, you're down and out, and you still chant your rounds. And you're going through a hard time, and instead of taking shelter of the material energy in the hard time, like going back to bad habits, like drinking, smoking, illicit sex, instead of going back, one takes shelter in Krishna. And by doing so, the quality of one's devotion improves. Chanakapanda says, test a servant in the discharge of his duty, test a citizen in the time of war, test a relative in time of misfortune. Kunti Devi, we know the history, we won't go into all the details, but they were in the forest for so many years, and the children, and there's this and that, and the whole half the Mahabharata's about her. But never once did she forget Krishna, and her devotion only increased. Just like, it's called the fire of ordeal. If you take, when you get gold from the mountain, then it's a kind of a, it's like the color, it's dark, like a dark brownish color. Not a very attractive color. We're talking about what it is today. We used to pan gold on our children up in the Sierra Nevada mountains. You can, even to this day, you can go and you can pan gold, because that's where the, in 1849, they had the California gold rush. Lots of, there's gold in them thar hills, they used to say. They used to go pan that gold. So as kids, you know, teenagers, we used to go up there, and after a hard day, you know, we'd find a little nugget, and we'd sell it at the nearby store for $9 or $10. But it was never bright gold. Don't look for bright gold. Gold in its state coming from the ground is a kind of brownie color. But when you put it in fire, the impurities go away, and you have that bright gold. So when a devotee goes to the fire ordeal, his heart becomes purified. So we don't mind if there's some bad times. We don't pray for them. You don't have to pray for them. Material energy will give you plenty of hard times. Kunti Devi prayed, I wish that these calamities would happen again and again. Can you imagine how much faith she had in Krishna? Lord, let these calamities happen again and again. Because when they're happening, we're obliged to remember your lotus feet. And by remembering your lotus feet, we don't have to see the repetition of birth and death again. So she passed the test. She loved the Lord in happiness and distress. This is called smarana, constant remembrance. There's more evidence of her unalloyed devotion. If you've read, how many of you have read Brihat Bhagavatam any time? The three volumes? Oh my gosh, it's such an important book. BBT, first of the Goswami literature, is the foundation of all the Goswami's literature. It's a good introduction because, as Narottam said, when will I read the books left by the Goswamis? So Prabhupada mentions Brihad Bhagavatam Gita, and one day he said, yeah, we'll be there for my disciples. So BBT took his arduous task of translating it so nicely, Gopi and Keshavari Maharaj. Very important book. Everyone should have that book under the belt. But there, Sanatana Goswami recounts on one occasion, Krishna asked Akura to go to visit the Pandavas in Hastinapura to see how they were doing, because Duryodhana was harassing them. And while he was there, Akura met Kunti. And Kunti said, I don't want to hear about the politics. How's Krishna? Like sometimes we get together and we talk about the temple politics, or the regional politics, or the country politics. Kunti's first question, how's Krishna? So as soon as Akura began talking about Krishna, Sanatana Goswami says, this caused ecstatic symptoms of love to appear in her body. We've mentioned Krishna's name a few times in this class. Related to a few of the pastimes. Did your hair stand on him? Did tears start to... You know, we get an idea, just like I was speaking with somebody recently and their child had passed away. It was months, it was six, seven, it was in Vrindavan actually, one of my disciples. And we had the ceremony where we took the ashes to the, just a child, 6 years old, sweet little girl. She passed away from something. And with the mother and father, we took the ashes to the tomb, and I walked out of the river and let the ashes go. Afterwards, I was speaking, and then I just mentioned the girl's name, and the mother just, tears flowing out her eyes. This is natural, of course. Missing her child, missing her little life story. But we want to come to that stage that when we just hear Krishna's name, the heart starts to pound. This is the goal. It's very far away, we have a lot of work to do, but in little doses we discuss these things so that we have an impetus for forward understanding. One time Prabhupada was walking with the devotees on the beach in California, Stinson Beach. That was a famous beach for surfing. And the waves were crashing. Boom, boom, boom. I said, what is that sound? And the disciples said, Prabhupada, that's the waves crashing on the beach. I said, no, that is the sound of the gopis' heartbeats when they're feeling separation from. This is how a pure devotee sees Krishna everywhere. Kunti, when she heard about Krishna, then, Govinda, feeling of separation, I'm considering a moment. To be like 12 years and more, tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, fitting all vacant in the world in your absence. And Sanatana Goswami says that the complaints and anxiety she expressed in some of her prayers in the 8th chapter of the first canto, he said these did not arise from a materially contaminated consciousness, but were her own special symptoms of ecstasy. So she's a good example. And of course we have the best example, because Brihat Bhagavatamritam is you know, maybe you don't know, but the story is that Narada Muni is trying to meet different devotees to find out who has the greatest love for Krishna. Well, he's going, he's meeting, so much appreciating each devotee, but that devotee very humbly offers, actually I'm not such a great devotee because this, that, and this person's more advanced than me. That's a devotee, even the topmost devotee will always say, me? I think you've got the wrong number, sir. Somebody calls it, I've got the wrong number. I like to speak to an advanced devotee. You definitely got the wrong number. You can call up Aniruddha Prabhu. He's in his office. He loves to chant Hare Krishna. Dance in ecstasy. Run very bucket temple. But who did he conclude with? Rajo Bhagavan Rajesa Tunayaka Dhamam Vrindavanam Ramya Kichit Upasan Braja Vadhu Vagina Yakovita. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, the son of the king of Braja, is the most worshipable person of all. And so is the devotee, Vrindavan. And the topmost form of worshipping him is the mood exhibited by the gopis of Vrindavan. So, of course, this is a very exalted subject matter, but neither should we be in denial. We should know our philosophy. We should know what we want to be 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road. Here's a vision of ourselves. Some lifetimes, at least in the end, by the grace of Guru and Krishna, we have a vision of ourselves. So then it's easier to know. And this is Mahaprabhu's mercy, that he's generally understood that the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are aspiring to go to Goloka Vrindavan. Otherwise, why would we be chanting Raghupati Raghava Rajana Patita Pavan Sitaram? But we're aspiring for Goloka. And so we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
The mantra you chant takes you to that place. So we're chanting. So we should know who are we worshiping. Not that, yeah, we're worshipping a blue coward boy. Can you say something more? He likes to eat. What is the impetus for love? Why did you choose this man as your husband? Why did you choose that man as your wife? Because there was something, some personal characteristics there that set him or her apart. The way they did the RT. The way they cooked better in the kitchen. The way they dress, we like the same holy. We prefer Mayapur to, you know, we like. So why have we chosen Krishna? We haven't chosen Prabhupada as given, but why? Because Srivanga Sundara, he stands there in threefold bending form with his painted flute and his long black flowing hair, his bimbus colored lips, his teeth set like pearls, his peacock feather, his yellow dhoti, his Vajayanti garland, five types of ever-fresh flowers going down to the ankles. Rupa Goswami warns, if you're a vowed materialist, if you've taken a vow, I will enjoy this world. Hey, don't go to Vrindavan. And don't wander down to the Jamuna River, to Bamsi Bhad, where Govindaji is playing his flute, because if you do, you'll break your vow. That type of vow you can break. And take up the new vows and serve. I will follow the four-legged principles and I will chant 16 vows a day. I broke my other vows. Like Sanatana Goswami says, throw away the touchstone, my boy. I'll keep it in my pocket, you can give me one. Throw it in the lake. Kusum Sarovar. It's at the bottom of Kusum Sarovar. But the British couldn't find the bottom of that lake, so don't go look at it. Let me get it. So this love of the gopis, this is very vast, it's very deep. Prabhupada, he discussed, he said, elegance, or he quoted Kaviraj Goswami, elegance is truth spoken concisely. Prabhupada giving a lecture about different devotees, and he said, but the gopis, they never ask Krishna for anything. So slowly, Vasudeva Savami Ti Samahatma Sadurava. There are many, many verses, purification of the heart. Then one day we may be able to understand these things and yearn for these things, hope to follow in their footsteps. We're actually following in their footsteps. This is the process. To become lovers of God, we associate with lovers of God. It's better than associating with Krishna directly. Service to a devotee is more valuable than service to the Lord. Well, wait a minute. How can service to a devotee be more valuable than service to God? Well, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he explains. He says, more dangerous than associating with a materialistic woman is to associate with a man who's attached to a woman. You know, the men are on the farm. Yeah. So he said, more favorable than associating with God is to associate with devotees who are attached to God. So we're followers of Prabhupada, we're Prabhupada Nugas, in a greater sense, or not a greater sense, but in a more general sense, we're Rupa Nugas, we're followers in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. And they're encouraging us in Vrindavan, going back to Vrindavan, following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. So how do we do that? We just follow Prabhupada. He's a resident of Vrindavan. We mentioned yesterday, he had that recipe from Mother Yashoda, so he must be a resident of Vrindavan. So we follow in his footsteps. We don't have to go to Vrindavan to follow a resident of Vrindavan, we just follow in. Prabhupada said one time, if I told you who I was, you would faint. And it's not our business to know that at this point. We follow Prabhupada as our founder Acharya, as our spiritual master, our guru. We see him in that light, and we follow him very strictly. Even he's not here, someone can say, how we can follow him? No. He lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. And if we're sincere as sadhakas, then rest assured we'll be making nice progress in the next stage, in the final stage of Krishna consciousness. If we have the blessings of these great devotees, then what more do we need? Param gopyam apishnihe shishe bhachamiti shruti tachtuyatam mahamaga guruta vaimaruda. The Vedas say that to a loyal disciple, when they speak the confidential secret, therefore, O most fortunate, now please hear the glories of Maloka. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srimati Kunti Devi ki
jai.
The kings who were delivered by the mercy of Krishna ki
jai.
Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Just a short reminder that tonight we have our program. We have to focus. This temple is so wonderful. There's so many things going on. Just take your pick. It's like a sweet ball. It's a big sweet ball. And any part of the sweet ball you're biting is going to be nectar. So in this temple, there's like so many things going on. Preparing for this rock and roll fest, massage distribution, catering to this festival, that festival, and there's Gopals, and then there's Crossways. One of our devotees from our tour said, two restaurants? And then there's your beautiful deity worship, and then there's, you know, your bhakti friksha, and then there's the congregation, you got weddings. You got so many things going on. So just want to remind you, there is a program happening tonight. And you're all invited. You don't have to pay the $12. You can come in for free. Okay. Oh, you already got your tickets, right? The wonderful program, it's our service to your community. When we were thinking about coming to Australia, we thought, well, rather than just come and giving some classes, we'll come through with an entourage and just the kirtans and lots of harinams and do some festivals. And this way, we'll serve the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavis who are living there, and hopefully giving them, enlivening them. And we'll also preach to the congregation, and we'll preach to the general mass of people. Everyone will be affected. This way we can serve the temple. Hopefully we'll act in such a way as to spark some interest in the lives of the non-devotees, so then you can increase your fold many times, your congregation, your friends, and maybe make some devotees, so that way we'll have rendered some of the arrival here. So it really is a good show. You don't know what you're in for. It's not like a bird in a cage, you know.
More.
And little Bhajan. And it's a great show. We've been doing it for 20 years. We're not trying to hide, you know. But it's all Prabhupada's mercy. So please come and be enchanted, and hopefully your devotion to the Lord will also increase by coming to the festival program, because festival is an intricate part of our culture. We're going on every day in the spiritual world. So by seeing this festival, we get a little glimpse of what it's like to be in Goloka Vrindavan. That will be an impetus for us to go back home after God. So please come tomorrow night, or the final night, or you can get three doses in a row. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
All in the same name of the Sai Maharaj.
Jai.